Proverbs 22, verses 1 through 4, these are God's words. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches, loving favor rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor have this in common. Yahweh is the maker of them all. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and fear of Yahweh are riches and honor and life. So far the reading of God's words. One of the aspects of our fallen nature, one of the aspects of our folly that is most dangerous is short-sightedness. Ultimately, that's what unbelief boils down to, and not repenting of our sin and trusting in Jesus, it's short-sightedness. If you're thinking about eternity, if you're thinking about how short this life is and how light and momentary both the pleasures or the trials of this life really are, then the most important thing by an unimaginable margin is to trust in Christ and belong to Him, because of how weighty and everlasting eternity is. And this is something that shows up not just in eternal things, but it also shows up in our own life. We want shortcuts. We want easy money, quick money. Think, just give me the silver and gold. But what happens in tough times when all the money gets spent? There are things that are more important than silver and gold, and most important is to belong to the Lord. But another one that is more important is a good name. A good name is to be chosen rather than great riches. And loving favor rather than silver and gold. You notice that there's nothing wrong with riches and silver and gold. By the time we get to the end of verse 4, which is the reason I took a moment to look at how far we would go, you see, by humility and fear of Yahweh are riches and honor and life. So humility and the fear of Yahweh give you both the honor and the riches. Riches aren't bad then, are they? There are many who think that the money is bad, but it's the love of money that is bad. Just like there are many who think that alcohol is bad, but it's allowing it to become a mocker or a brawler. It's the drunkenness or the disproportionate spending of yourself on it or delight in it. That's bad. With a good name, you can reacquire riches or silver and gold if necessary, but they're not even necessary in this life. Now, it's important that you know that a good name is something that you may have with some, but not with others. Remember, the world despises Christ and those who belong to Him. There are many who read and think about a verse like this, and they'll say, oh, well, see, we need to, either in the church or in our friendships or whatever, we need to work hard and make sure people like us. Well, if the first thing you're working hard on is to love the Lord Jesus and belong to Him, walk with Him well, there's no amount of anything good that you can do to make certain people like you. That's why it's important to come right into verse 2 and see the rich and the poor have this in common. Yahweh is the maker of them all. So not only is He the one who assigns to us riches or poverty according to His wisdom and through the means that He's appointed, often it's our own fault if we have failed to be diligent or if we have spent foolishly. And yet you might be diligent and a good steward and still have little or nothing. But in that case, it's the Lord who gave that to you. And more important than the silver or the gold or the riches in this life is having a good name with the Lord. Now, having a good name with the Lord, there's only one ultimate way for that, and that's through faith in Christ. That's to have Christ's name upon you. Jesus is the one who was willing to be made poor, to humble himself, take the form of a slave, found in appearance as a man, all the way to death, and that on the cross. And for this reason, God has highly exalted him. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that he is King of kings and Lord of lords, to the glory of God the Father. And so Jesus is the greatest example of this, the one who's willing to be poor in order to have a good name from God, in order to do whatever is given to us by God to do. So you need to be willing to be poor, that you might serve the Lord and do whatever he gives you to do. But most of all, you need Jesus. You need to belong to God through Christ, so that his name is on you. Now, if you know that a reputation is very valuable, then you will be willing to guard your name and give things up in order to maintain that good reputation. Not to do wickedly, because a good name with God is most important, but to give things up. There are many things that you should be willing to part with. One of the best ways to have a good name is to be generous. Just be self-sacrificial with others. Just like the Lord Jesus made himself poor, so that we could be rich in him. A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. Again, what's the greatest evil? To end up in hell, right? So this has that primary eternal aspect to it. But this is also true in our lives. So we ought to be people who plan, people who are instructed by the Bible, so we know what evil is, and who understand the and try to identify according to what Scripture describes as dangerous, particularly to our eternal souls, what situations or things or people are going to be dangerous. The book of Proverbs, one of the most dangerous things, my dear sons, is the loose woman, the seductive woman, the one whose dress or behavior tries to draw attention to herself, the one who tries to, who suggests either with her words or with her actions that you can have some of the enjoyments that really only belong to marriage without marriage, just have them with her, makes you feel special because of secrecy with her and draws you in to have just a special relationship with her that nobody else can have. And that secrecy is very dangerous. You should foresee evil and hide yourself. When the Lord warns about something that is deceptive or seductive, it means that there is a great danger here that you need to hide yourself from, and that many will have destroyed themselves on it because they didn't think it was so dangerous to them. They thought a little bit of it was okay. And since we're talking about what is very dangerous and there's only a little bit of it, how about a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to rest, and poverty comes on you, upon you, like an armed robber. So the prudent man foresees evil and hides himself. He learns to take the warnings of Scripture, and he runs the other direction. He hides himself from it. But the simple, the foolish, pass on and are punished. They see it, and either they don't think it's a big deal, or they think they can handle it, or for whatever other reason, they don't live according to the wisdom that God has given them. They just file it away in their heads, keep going, same direction. And what happens? Verse 3, they are punished by humility and the fear of Yahweh, are riches and honor and life. First and foremost by Christ's humility, but also we too humble ourselves to turn from ourselves to the Lord, to trust in him, and to belong to Him. And the riches and honor and life here may be in this life. There have been societies in which the gospel has penetrated, or there have been times in which God, just in His providence, has granted to those who are godly to have riches and honor in this world, and even long life. But there have also been times where the godly were very poor, and the godly were despised by all, or when the godly were much afflicted with disease or injury, and passed quickly from this life. But the godly have riches and honor and life eternal. Remember how light and momentary this life is by comparison to eternity. And cling to the Lord. Don't try to make yourself great. Make yourself low. Serve Him. Love Him. Serve others. He will lift you up in due time. Let's pray. Our Father, we pray that You would deliver us from the short-sightedness that wants to have stuff now, that wants to exalt ourselves now, that doesn't take the warnings of Your word seriously. Give us, we pray, that long-term wisdom that considers eternity, that clings to Christ, that remembers that we belong ultimately to You, whether we are rich or whether we are poor, that trusts in You and seeks to have a good name with You through Jesus. So give us that eternal perspective, we pray, and grant that we would live day by day according to that wisdom that views things in light of eternity. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen.